Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Can't hear you, John.
And our first guest was Susan Antonellis, who did a great job. She's the director of audiology at the Center for Hearing Health at Milneck. And during the Christina Lu Show, we'll be giving you a bunch of dates. They have a mobile hearing assistant van that's going to be going around giving free hearing aid tests to anybody in the town of North Hempstead who wants one. And then they'll take it from there. But really, it was a tremendous conversation. And now, and this is very significant, we're going to be talking with Ryan Madden in reference to solar panels. The sustainability organizer, his actual title is sustainability organizer at Long Island Progressive Coalition, which I got to meet them a couple of years ago for the first time. And it really is. They're on the cutting edge of doing what's right for the environment, for the country, etc. And solar panels, I have maybe like 5 or 6 friends now who have done solar panels, and they all like them. But they're all people with money. So the problem with solar panels, in my mind, one of the problems is an expensive proposition, because many times you need to put a new roof, and then you put your solar panels. But before we get to that, I want to introduce Ryan, and ask you how you got involved with the Long Island Progressive Coalition. To be here, you know, we talked a couple of years ago for the first time, and I haven't seen you that long. So how'd you get, you know?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on today.
No, it's a pleasure.
Pleasure to be back. We were here a couple of years ago talking about energy efficiency, and now we're on to solar. So it's very exciting. Progress of what we're up to.
Right.
So I'm 5 years out of college. I studied political science and environmental science at SUNY Binghamton, where I actually first got involved doing a similar energy efficiency program that I was helping to promote on Long Island with a community organization in Binghamton. And so that kind of really fortified my interest in doing community-based energy and climate work. And after I graduated, I joined a youth delegation to a United Nations climate change conference 2 years before the Paris Accords, working with civil society to kind of pressure the official proceedings in the right direction from our standpoint. And so kind of came home committed to finding a full-time position working on community-driven solutions to climate change and energy issues, and kind of right time, right place, ended up with the Long Island Progressive Coalition, and I've been there for 3 years now, working on statewide legislative initiatives and community-driven clean energy solutions.
Okay. I think I'm going to compliment Christina and compliment Ryan at the same time. I think it's so important. No, she seems to find, Christina finds the people that care about what they do. And Ryan is that person, too. This is not just a job, because by now he could have found another job if he wanted to do something different.
I've gotten offers from Tesla. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
He owns this. I mean, he's doing it because he wants to. So those are the best people to have in these kind of...
Thank you.
Then the most important things for the future is this stuff. And to have somebody who really dedicates and cares. And I love when I hear it. It's not like, oh, I was looking for a job and they're paying me the most. And like next week I'm leaving. It's like, oh, God. So now let's talk about solar power.
Sure, yeah.
How does it work? We're going back. We're ignorant.
Okay.
Ignorant. We got to go back to the very beginning.
Sure. So we have a sun,
right?
In the solar system, and essentially there is technology called photovoltaics, which are made out of mostly silicon, and they are put together in such a way that they are able to capture the free energy that is given to us by the sun every single day. The conducts basically capture that energy, divert it along a line. You put in some electrical wires, and the photons, the energy from the sun, get captured through this panel, and the panels distribute the energy to a home, a business, a utility, kind of just like regular electricity is. Provided.
You have to have another type of system then within your home, obviously. Like if you have an oil burner, for example, you would have to have something that takes the place of that?
Well, it depends, because like that's when you talk about photovoltaics, that's electricity, and a boiler would be focused on heating.
Right.
So there are solar thermal heaters, or you could electrify your home so that your heating comes from electrical sources and then use solar to power that. But usually electrical and heating are separate. And so there's a big movement to electrify heating so that then we can source that with clean energy, whether that's geothermal, wind, or solar.
So there's a whole system involved. You know, I'm a neophyte compared to John when it comes to solar. Well, one of the reasons is they say, and when you're older, there's no payback as far as solar goes. You know, to put solar.
And yeah, I get you. I understand.
You know, in your home, it takes a number of years to get payback. So most of the time, seniors are a little bit squeamish about doing that because their payback probably won't be there in your lifetime.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's a reasonable concern.
Depressing, right?
Yeah.
No, but it's real. I mean, I'm a realist.
Yeah, no, and the program that we're focusing on is really about servicing nonprofit organizations and houses of worship.
Right.
But yeah, on the individual level, that is something that needs to be considered. Luckily, there are opportunities to kind of expand access to solar through programs like community solar, where there can be a big solar farm. People, residents, renters, homeowners who can't afford, to install it on their physical property can buy into basically shares of this community array.
Mm-hmm.
And then the electrical credits are passed on to their account, and they receive the reduced costs and help support clean energy without having to actually change any of the infrastructure
at their home. It's amazing. Actually, my congregation, I think we have the second largest solar panels on Long Island.
Oh, wonderful. What congregation?
The Unitarian Church in Shelter Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said it was the first, but then somebody else said it's the second. It's one or two. I mean, it was hundreds of thousands of dollars because we have a huge flat roof. We have a 100,000 square foot building. So, I mean, it was plenty, space for it. And the concept, we're a very progressive congregation, and it's like anything we can do to start, reducing and being more energy efficient is what they push for. And it is so important when it's just the world is, nobody's paying attention until, you look back and all of a sudden it's going to be another 30, 40, 50 years. And you're not doing it for us, so to speak. You're doing it for you. And I don't mean it selfishly. And you're doing it for the kids that follow you. Because if people from 25, 30 years ago paid attention to where we'd be today, I think they would have changed then and say, my God, where are we going? Between plastic, between energy, between all this stuff that, it's the wrong direction.
Yeah, we hit hurdles every now and then.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, unfortunately, we could go down a whole rabbit hole about the political economy and history of energy. But a lot of people did know about this for years, and people who benefit from energy systems that are relying on fossil fuels systematically engaged in disinformation campaigns and put politicians in their back pockets to make sure that solar, wind, and other energy systems and progress towards climate action were thwarted. So we've got a lot up against us in this fight.
Yeah, and that's a shame. I mean, I agree with that now, but nobody knew what was happening. Same goes with cigarettes.
Yeah.
Nobody was paying attention.
The same playbook.
And cigarettes didn't go bad this year versus 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And 40, 50 years ago, now when you read it, they knew it was going on 40 or 50 years ago. Not to the same degree. It was the same degree, but there wasn't as many people smoking. So was it just, more population got bigger, et cetera.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of things you're trying to correct.
Yeah.
And progressive Long Island trying to do that. Take us through the system. What do we, as a not-for-profit then?
Sure. So, Long Island actually has the highest rates of residential solar in the entire state, about 40,000 installations. And that's because Long Island is geographically situated perfectly for solar. We get some of the most solar exposure in the country.
Really?
Yeah. So we've seen this huge, huge rate of adoption among residential, but not so much around nonprofit organizations and houses of worship. And that's because they face, particular barriers to entry, high upfront costs, multiple levels of decision making, the inability to monetize the tax credits because they're a nonprofit entity, and then just access to low cost loans. So we you know, through our relationships doing energy efficiency work, where we actually service 22 Presbytery churches on Long Island and their buildings with energy efficiency upgrades, thought about this kind of niche where these services weren't being met for these types of institutions and crafted a program to overcome all of those barriers. So we do bulk purchasing. So we bring in multiple groups at the same time to bring down costs. We bring in third-party financing, people who can actually take advantage of the tax credits and pass along those savings to the institutions. Then we work with every institution to find the best means to pay for it, whether that's a direct purchase, a low-cost loan from a bank, or a lot of faith organizations have national loan programs specifically to help institutions access low-cost loans for efficiency and solar upgrades. So we're basically there to work through these institutions every step of the way, whereas traditional solar developers may not work with these types of institutions because the barriers to entry are just too great, and therefore it's not worth their time to go through all the hurdles. Because they are great, and we're there to, as a community organization, to be a trusted entity to facilitate that process.
I'm just trying to connect the dots here.
Sure.
Long Island Progressive Coalition works with Power Up Solar Long Island. Is that a separate organization?
It is a campaign of ours. So Power Up Solar Long...
Okay, it's a campaign.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you on hold. Let's take a break before you go through the explanation
sure.
of what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.